CBS News, I'm Jim Taylor. Syria, not just attacking its own people. Now, government forces firing across the Turkish and Lebanese borders into refugee camps, firing at Syrians trying to escape violence at home.
State Department spokeswoman Victoria Nuland says the U.S. has been in contact with Turkish authorities about today's cross-border attack.
We strongly condemn any attack by the Syrian regime on refugees in bordering countries, and we're absolutely outraged by today's report.
And even though the U.S. is not willing to say at this point that Kofi Annan's plan has all but collapsed,
based on what we're seeing today, we are not hopeful.
But she says the international community will continue squeezing and isolating Assad until the violence ends. Cammie McCormick, CBS News, the State Department.
A lot of talk in Tulsa about a hate crime, but that is not the charge in the shootings of five black people, three of whom were killed. Tulsa County District Attorney Tim Harris.
If we can figure out what the motivation was behind these killings and it sufficiently meets the elements of hate crime, then we'll file a hate crime. If it doesn't, we'll look at the evidence and we'll file what can be supported by the evidence.
Held for murder, the two white suspects in a video court appearance from the jail today. Triple murder at an in-home Minnesota daycare facility.
Once officers arrived on scene, they determined that there were three victims inside of the home here of an apparent homicide.
Happened around dawn. No children were hurt.
Immediately, officers went to work to search the immediate area. We did receive some preliminary information that a suspect was last seen leaving this area, general area, on a BMX bike.
A male suspect in his 20s, no arrests. Are hospitals discouraging moms from breastfeeding? Some people think so. On the Health Watch, CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
Launching a new campaign, more than 100 organizations supporting breastfeeding are writing hospitals and pressuring infant formula makers to stop handing samples to mothers.
Too many hospitals across the country, probably about two-thirds, are now giving out free samples, doing nothing more than working as marketers for the manufacturers.
Public Citizen President Robert Weissman, the American Academy of Pediatrics, recommends exclusive breastfeeding for the first 6 months of a baby's life. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
Mystery solved. Fungus responsible for killing millions of bats across America. White nose syndrome. Scientists say it's caused by a fungus spore not natural to North America. Hitchhiked from Europe, maybe with the unknowing help of tourists. Instagram, you know what it is? It's worth $1 billion to Facebook. Here's CBS News CNET technology analyst Larry Magid.
Instagram is a photo creation and sharing service that lets you take a picture with an iPhone or an Android and then enhance it using a variety of preset filters and then share it with your friends. It's become very popular since it was introduced in 2010.
Ahead of next month's $5 billion public offering, Facebook buying Instagram for $1 billion. Wall Street's reacting all day to last week's anemic jobs report. The Dow down 90, NASDAQ off 22. This is CBS News.
At Quicken Loans, we close many of our home loans in 30 days or less. But if you work with someone other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with a lender that takes a lot longer. Here's an analogy. I ordered a pizza 4 hours ago that should have arrived in 30 minutes or less. Think of my cold, unappetizing pizza as a mortgage from a lender that doesn't care about closing loans quickly.
Here's your pizza, dude.
You should have been here a lot sooner.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
The choice is clear. A mortgage from a lender that takes forever to close your loan, or a piping hot mortgage from Quicken Loans that arrives fresh at your door in as quick as 30 days or less. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
The politics of compromise at work in the debate over what to do about texting while driving.
You could get a ticket if you were caught texting while driving starting the 1st of July in Elkins, West Virginia. But City Councilman Van Broughton wants to give drivers a break. He's proposing special parking spots in Elkins. If this measure passes, you'd be able to pull into a free space and stick around a bit to send a text or make a cell phone call. Dave Barrett, CBS News.
Yeah, it's not often a write-in candidate wins an election. It's even more rare that it happens by one vote.
I was kind of joking when I wrote it down. Wasn't that serious, but I guess I have to get serious now.
Yeah, no candidates running. So Carolyn Hamra of Portage, Wisconsin, thought it would be funny to write her name in on the ballot for city council. She texted her husband, and he thought it'd be funny to write her name in as well. 11 other people cast write-in votes, but her two votes make her the winner. I'm Jim Taylor, CBS News.
Every so often, the stars are in perfect alignment. And during the Lincoln Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, now is that perfect moment. For a limited time, get 0.9% APR on the certified pre-owned Lincoln of your choice, which comes with the confidence of our 6-year, 100,000-mile comprehensive warranty. The Lincoln Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, exclusively at your Lincoln dealer. APR varies by term. Not all buyers will qualify for Lincoln Automotive Financial Services limited term financing. Take delivery from dealer stock by 4/30/12. See dealer for qualifications, limited warranty, and complete details.
The Home Depot has a 3-pack of pleated air filters for only $7.74, just $2.58 per filter. They're pleated to take more dust, dander, and allergens out of the air longer, just like premium filters. But at this low price, they'll take a little less out of your pocket. Keep your heating, air conditioning, and finances operating efficiently with a 3-pack of pleated air filters, just $7.74. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Well, it's another one of those days, and there'll be six more that follow this one.
And now, here's Bill Binica.
Hey, I hope you hope your Easter was super duper duper duper, and you had a nice Easter. I was watching the Masters, and Bubba Watson, dude, he's quite remarkable. You know what I mean? All right, so that was interesting. And then, of course, we've learned that Mike Wallace passed away. So I'm thinking to myself, Mike Wallace gets to the pearly gates and says to St. Peter, "Hi, I'm Mike Wallace from 60 Minutes," and St. Peter has to go and change his robe.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack.
I don't care if we never get back.
Let me root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. So it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Nellie Kelly loved baseball games, knew the players, knew all their names. You could see her there every day, shout hooray when they play. Her boyfriend by the name of Joe said to Coney Isle, "Dear, let's go."
Then Nellie started to fret and pout, and to him I heard her shout.
Take me out to the ball game.
Oh, we'll have a lot of fun.
Oh, take me out to the crowd.
We'll yell loud.
And then buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack.
I don't care if we never get back.
Let me root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame.
For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game. You wouldn't like it.
We'll break a shop with the crowd real loud.
That'll explain everything.
Buy me soda, pop, and peanuts, and buy Cracker Jack.
A hat'll cost me.
I don't ever, ever care if I never get back.
That's different. We'll root for the home team.
If they don't win, it's a shame.
For it's 1, 2, yeah, rough.
Your ball game.
Ah, what are you talking about? It was over my head on fire.
Hello.
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 Hello. Most smokehouse barbecues have been knocking out of the park over and over with their award-winning baby back ribs to their pulled pork, chicken, and shredded beef, tri-tip, and Louisiana hot link sandwiches. How about a salad, six kinds, maybe one of four burgers or a chicken job, either a sandwich or a half a bird. Most has an enormous selection of sides from beans, tater salad, fries, O-rings, and the list goes on and on. Kids menu, soda pop, brewskis by the pitcher, Moe's in Slowtown and at the beach in Pismo. You'll be saying, Moe Barbecue, please.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
California is number one at a lot of things. Surfing, wine. We're the state with the most millionaires, the most nonconformists, the most millionaire nonconformists. That's why Farmers, the number one insurance group in California, is proud to have been born right here. Our 4,200 agents statewide have the experience to help you tailor a plan for the unexpected.
You can't go wrong with a guy named Wright, so give Farmers agent Mike Wright a call at 541-3942.
Number one ranking based on market share of property and casualty insurers in California.
You can't go wrong with a guy named Wright, and you can't go wrong with Mike Wright. And Josh, too. Don't forget, Josh does the industrial and commercial and all that. Hey, it's a beautiful day. It's going to be about 70 today, they say, weather was. And then we're going to have a kind of a poopy week. Rain, and then some more rain. So anyway, so we're having not only the March miracle rains, we're having the April showers that bring the flowers that bloom in May. All right, let's do our flashback in history and find out what happened today and our birthdays. Our highlight in history, according to the Tribune, on April 19, 1942, during World War II, U.S. and Philippine defenders on Bataan capitulated to Japanese forces. The surrender was followed by the notorious Bataan Death March, which claimed thousands of lives. Sounds like a repeat. On this date in 1682, French explorer Robert de La Salle claimed the Mississippi River Basin for France. In 1865, Confederate General Robert E. Lee surrendered his army to Union General Ulysses S. Grant at Appomattox Courthouse in Virginia. 1940, during the World War II, a German invaded Denmark and Norway. In 1962, West Side Story won the Academy Award for Best Picture of 1961 with Natalie Wood. 1983, the Space Shuttle Challenger ended its first mission while safe landing at Edwards Air Force Base in California. We know where it is. It's in California. And then our birthdays today include Playboy magazine founder and frolicker Hugh Hefner is 86. Naturalist Jim Fowler is 80. Actor Dennis Quaid is 58. Actress Keisha Knight Pullman is 33. Actress Leighton Meester, who I have no idea. Meester? I don't know who that is. Is 26. Actor-singer Jesse McCartney is 25. Kristen Stewart is 22. And actress Ellie Fanning is 14 today. Well, happy birthday to them, and happy birthday to you if it is yours.
Happy birthday to you.
It's your call, and the smartest one you can make is to Coastal Computers. There isn't another group of 10 people more dedicated to helping their clients get the most out of their business computers. Dedicated pros who enjoy helping people with their computers. They love making small business networks network and making the whole mess seem simple. Coastal Computers is here for the small business that needs computers and technology just to stay even and be competitive. They're here for the small business that can't afford to hire a computer staff. It doesn't matter whether price is your first concern or your last. Service is Coastal Computers' first concern, and that includes making your operation painless and highly successful. Coastal Computers is known for making the tough stuff easy. They've been doing it for over 25 years with lots of happy clients. They're certainly the real deal and worth a call. Coastal Computers, Microsoft, Intel, and networking specialists. Call 543-9047 or visit ccslo.com right now.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
Right here, KYNS, your news station, and we got CalCoast News with Bill Benneken. And right here, this story was unfolded here about a month ago. San Luis Obispo city officials are accused of discrimination, harassment, and criminalization of homeless people in a lawsuit filed on Friday. At the behest of city officials, police wake up homeless sleeping in their cars and give them tickets of up to $500 apiece for either living or sleeping in vehicles. Officers then order the homeless to get out of town, the suit says. Attorneys Sara Rizzo and Stuart Jenkins are asking the court to order the city to stop enforcing the city ordinance that prohibits sleeping in vehicles and to pay financial damages and costs. The suit contends the ordinance is unlawful because it is vaguely discriminatory and fails to abide by California Vehicle Code, which requires signs to be posted before an ordinance restricting parking can be enforced. In 2004, the Second Appeals Court in Ventura ruled the city of Santa Barbara could not enforce a parking ordinance in place to stop homeless from sleeping in their cars for more than 2 hours because the city, which had posted 33 signs, did not have adequate signage. San Luis Obispo has none. The late-night raid started several months ago after city officials working to appease business owners and asked police to crack down on homeless sleeping in their vehicles on Prado Road. The sweeps have caused some homeless people to lose their vehicles, while others have spent time in jail to pay off their fines. So it goes on and on. And then City Attorney Christine Dietrich said that at the North March 20th City Council meeting that she believes the city will beat the challenges to the ordinance, noting that the type of ordinance was officially or on face, not application, upheld in another case. We will see what we will see, I guess. Other things happening with Calcos News today. CSU is exploring a two-tier system. California State University officials are considering a two-tiered tuition system, with privatized classes running about double the cost of state subsidized classes. In 2010, officials began exploring whether they could offer more remediation classes and high-demand bottleneck classes through Extended Education, a self-supporting program that provides online and face-to-face CSU classes to students without the university admission process, California Watch said. Now, of course, the other problem with this is, as you can well imagine, is then the claim has been made that, you know, then the rich can get an easier college education than can those that aren't rich, which sort of seems like a legitimate complaint. Another thing that's going on, a Santa Maria man accidentally shot two teens with a handgun. Accidentally discharged serves and wounded two teenage boys on Saturday. Mansa Evans, 35, is in his home in the 600 block of East Central, showing the two boys the handgun but failed to clear the chamber of the weapon. Police said the bullet struck one teenager in the face before exiting. The bullet then struck the second teen in the neck and lodged in his spinal cord area. Both boys are hospitalized in serious condition. Police arrested Mansa and booked him into Santa Barbara County Jail on charge of felony child endangerment. Well, it's more than endangerment, and it's the danger occurred. Pismo Beach police are searching for a third thief who became violent after being caught burglarizing an apartment in the 700 block of Dolliver Street. Early Easter morning, the victim awoke to find two men rifling through his things. One of the burglars then punched the resident, causing minor injuries, before fleeing the apartment with the victim's guitar and laptop computer. Probably play the guitar. Yeah, and then something just went absolutely crazy with this thing. Then there was another interesting thing that was in the news about two guys that were, I guess, burglarizing, but also just causing property damage at the Moose Lodge on Orchid Road. And so a neighbor of the Moose Lodge heard the noise and went to investigate, and these guys pull a knife on him. This guy hit one of them with a C-clamp. He was armed with a C-clamp, whatever. Anyway, it drove the two guys away, and then they were caught later by the coppers and booked. So that's what's going on Calcos News and elsewhere on the Central Coast. You can go to calcosnews.com anytime because new stuff hits all the time during the day.
Calcosnews.com on KYNS, your news station.
Oh, you know what? Here's an interesting thought right here, too. Somebody wrote a letter to the editor today, and here's what they had to say. Speaking of the homeless and the people trying to file suit. Because we have so many homeless people in our state who need a place to live and sleep, why not open the state parks that are set to be shut down to them? These parks and watch them decay when they... It's a shame to watch these huge parks decay when they would be such a blessing to so many of our homeless neighbors, and it wouldn't take much. We owe this to our fellow men and women who are homeless, many through no fault of their own, who are merely victims of the state of the economy. Ryan from San Luis was worth a good point. You know, good point. Well, how many cars does Morris Strand hold? I thought it was a good idea. And then me cohort in crime here got a letter from Dave to Dave. I have to agree with Dave Conlon. If you don't like a radio personality or the show, don't listen to it. That's why I don't listen to Dave Conlon. Ouch. All right. But as we've learned, you know, there are people, there are obsessive people that listen to stuff they don't like. You know what I mean? And sometimes it's an interesting situation, like back in the Howard Cosell days, when ABC was carrying Howard Cosell and I was at the station carrying ABC. Howard Cosell was the most liked and most disliked personality on television and radio. So that's kind of, what do you do with that? It's kind of weird, huh? All right, let's share that with you. All right, so we mourn the passing of Mike Wallace, who just was in our homes for so much of the time on Sundays and for the hour, and just the amazing interviews he had all along the way. All right. Now, this you're going to say, Bill, you know, it's not like, would he just come out of a cave? Yeah. So what? Anyway, I got to handle a iPhone for the first time. It was some private person's iPhone. And they said, here, Bill, play with it. You can see what you can do. And what is it, Siri? Is that the lady that talks to you? She says she's not a lady. I asked her, I said, are you a woman? She says, no, I'm many people, whatever that means. But anyway, so she sounds like a woman. But anyway, here's the deal. That's the perfect phone right there. That's it right there. You say, call mom, and it dials it for you. You ask it a question. What's the weather going to be today? Gives you the weather. Look up Mexican restaurants in San Luis Obispo. Shows you all the Mexican restaurants. You can't hardly go wrong with a thing like that, can you? Although you can, because here was a story. This is what got me thinking about it. Well, I saw my first iPad also. Same home. Swamping another frontier, our cell phones. So here's the downside. More and more spammers are going out there to get you on your cell phone. And they say, this is how much. Listen. The United States consumers received roughly 4.5 billion spam texts last year, more than double the 2.2 billion received in 2009. Say that's really amazing. And here, there's some of them are so obvious. I just never open spam. I just delete all my spam whenever it's in the thing. Maybe the most important thing in the world could be somehow lost in the spam. You know, tough luck. I'm just deleting it. Here was a guy who got a message that said from Walmart, if he clicked on a website and then he would get a gift card, if he clicked on a website and enter a social security number. Please don't do things like that. Okay. Now, our global warming that is, you know, just climate change, start of 2012 shatters U.S. heat records. March was 8.6 degrees above normal, worrying experts who say global warming is to blame. You know, they're ignorant. It's just climate change. We don't use the term global warming because, you know, even though it's warmer, doesn't mean. I would weigh in on that. So there's going to be all kinds of, what day is today? The 9th? Yeah. There's going to be all kinds of folder roll on all week, as you can well imagine. Plus, I think on Saturday, one of the networks is going to show Titanic. So this is Titanic week, because the anniversary is the 15th next Sunday. And then I should tell you this, tomorrow I do have the Dodgers and Pittsburgh at 12:30 is the pregame and 1:10 is the game time. So I shan't be here tomorrow. I got bumped again, and I will get bumped again one more time this month. Couldn't happen to a nicer guy, I can tell you that. Anyway, so that's what's going on there. Now, this, you know, here was the big news, of course, on CBS at the top of the hour was the fact that the Syria is now shooting into Turkey and at the refugees. Now, you know, is that a last straw kind of thing? You know, I mean, they were helpless to begin with, you know, and unarmed when they were driven from their homes, and now they're across the border and they're doing this. It's kind of the craziest thing in the whole world. Other things that are happening. I'm not a big golf guy, but I have to admit the Masters was fascinating to watch. You know, you had Mickelson with two double bogeys. You had a double eagle. You had a hole in one. You had a sudden death, two rounds of sudden death. And then that Bubba Watson guy, he's in the woods. He hits a ball. He can't even see where it's going. And arches 40 feet. He sliced it on purpose. It arches 40 feet to the right. and goes right on the green near the hole. It's like, ooh. Anyway, that was really quite something. And you got a green jacket, too, of course. You know that. All right. Here was an interesting story that makes a lot of sense. Hudson star power complicates the death trial. Jennifer Hudson, you know, if you remember, she lost her mother, brother, and seven-year-old nephew to a guy that killed him. So anyway, so, you know, what they're worried about is that if she reacts emotionally or anything at all as she's in the courtroom, that they could declare a mistrial. Not sure why. Because she's famous, you know. If someone who's not famous cries in a trial because they've lost loved ones and the guy's on the stand, is that a mistrial too, or is it just her? It doesn't seem to hold water, that whole thing. I just don't understand. Killing forces Fox to adjust neighborhood watch. Strange story. In the normal course of things, a Hollywood movie about space aliens wouldn't be affected by newspaper headlines, but things aren't entirely normal these days. In recent weeks, executives of 20th Century Fox have been quietly scrambling to distance a summer comedy, Neighborhood Watch, starring Ben Stiller, Vince Vaughn, and Jonah Hill, from the shooting of because of the shooting of Trayvon Martin. In a phased withdrawal that began last month, Fox preemptively pulled its trailers and advertising material for the movie, which was filmed in Georgia and features Stiller, Vaughn Hill, and Richard Ayoade. I have no idea what that guy's name is. As four suburban watch members who save their neighborhood and the world from invasion by space aliens. You can see where that would be smart to do that. Now, the other thing we talked about with Jim D on Friday, Hunger Games has now grossed, crosses the $300 million mark. $300 million, yeah, this is what they expected. Is that thing still, John Carter still playing? $820,000 it pulled in. The Hunger Game pulled in $33 million. So that's a little tough. Okay, and you know what? Number eight was Salmon Fishing the Yemen playing at the Palm Theater. Titanic in 3D was number third at $17.4 million. American Union was number two at $21.5 million. So, anyway, they sure nailed it with that movie there. And, of course, it's one of three. It's going to be one of three movies, I'm sure, because that's how many books were written. So how can you go wrong with that? You can't go wrong with that. You can't go wrong with that. We have a Calhoun's Cannons today, and then we have another. This is really weird. It's about one part of the food industry that, you know, we're dealing with. And then there's an article in the opinion piece about another food item that we eat, another animal, and what they're doing to it, and then we're eating it. Oh, joy. They use the term industrial farming. How many of us are there? 300 million? You know, it just can't be the way it was back, you know, years and years ago, you know, at the turn of the century before the Industrial Revolution. People had farms and whatnot. It's not going to be the same. It doesn't seem like it's possible. Now, you only have a couple days to take advantage of this, and you should. Spencer's Choice, Baja Filets, or Choice Angus Tri-Tip, your choice, $3.99 a pound. They have baby back pork ribs, the Prairie Fresh, which I've told you are just as good as you can get, and they're $3.99 a pound. Then they got all the indoor farmers market things they have. Let me get to one of these things I want to see here. They have sweet damsel pears, 2 pounds for a buck. They have cilantro, 3 bunches for a dollar. They have, that's a lot of cilantro, really, you know what I mean? I know what you can do with 3 bunches before it goes bad, but maybe you can make a big Mexican thing. Okay, golden jumbo pineapples are 2 for $5. And let's see, we have crisp apples are 99 cents a pound. Limes, 10 for a dollar, another great price on something. And here's the other thing, too. I was watching a show the other day, and what they were basically saying is people who shun store names like IGA, for instance, at Spencer's, and say, well, you know, I don't want to buy that stuff that's, you know, the word's not coming to me. But anyway. A store brand. Let's just say a store brand, and so people that do that, they're just spending money for no reason. And I've discovered that long ago that there's so many things that I will buy an IGA product versus, you know, somebody else's product. It's just there's so many things that they just are going to be the same no matter how you look at it, as far as I'm concerned. And then don't forget, you know, you say, do we have a good bakery anymore? You know, and we never have had. We haven't had a good bakery since the one burned down on Higuera Street years ago. And you know, then you say, well, the Madonna has a bakery. Then I say to you, yeah, and the guy that did all the cakes at Madonna is now at Spencer's. So you can go to any Spencer's store and just get some of the best baked goods you've ever had. And you don't have to drive out to Los Osos to get something really delightful. So that's what I would do if I were you. They got all kinds of other things still, meats and rib roasts and things that are still on sale from Easter. But you can still take advantage of a great price. And then here's some of their four-day sale. That was through Sunday, I'm sorry. And then, so here's what you missed. No, I'm not going to get that. Here's what you missed. So get to Spencer's Fresh Markets, where freshness is local in Aurora Grande, Santa Maria, Atascadero, Morro Bay, and San Luis Obispo, California. Because you're going to be happy you went there and got all the good stuff.
Just like the Dodgers on the field, your car is a finely tuned machine. Keep your car running Dodger smooth at Black Road Auto Demolition and Salvage. Save money on a transmission repair instead of replacement. Thanks to Black Road Auto's 20 years of transmission repair experience. Get those classic and hard auto parts at Black Road Auto Demolition and Salvage's 20-acre auto parts yard. Be Dodger smart and go to the home of the Boneyard Express. Black Road Auto Demolition and Salvage, 1500 Black Road in Santa Maria.
Unchained Melody right there. Ooh, pretty song that is. All right. Here's the thing going on here. Facebook, people are buying each other. You know, all these internet companies want to. And so they're buying each other right and left and sideways. And so here's one that's going on right here. and that is Facebook is buying, has agreed by a photo sharing network, Instagram, for $1 billion in a combination of cash and stock. It's Facebook's biggest acquisition ever in both price and reach, with about 30 million active users. Instagram has the largest audience of any startup Facebook has purchased, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg said in a blog post. And so this is, it's just all this competition that's going on. They're making sure, you know, Google is making sure they're doing new stuff. And Google has a, Google's sort of done their own little Facebook affair now. And if you go on Google today, it's interesting. You'll see one of the first moving picture that was ever done in a, but it was on a circular thing and spun. You'll know what I see if you see it. All right. So the thing, let's see what's going on. All right. Other people in the news, other things that are going on. And there's tons. There's all kinds of stuff. There's kind of stuff and stuff and stuff and stuff that's happening. All right. Now, this is interesting because I don't really believe that Sue wrote this. I don't believe that from Templeton. I don't believe that this man has any control over what his sons enjoy. You know, that's life and so on self. It's sad that Donald Trump doesn't use his influence to stop his sons from illegally hunting endangered animals. A year ago, Trump's sons paid for a hunting trip to Zimbabwe, where they killed an elephant, a leopard, a water buck, a crocodile, and a Cape buffalo bull. The African big game expedition was organized by a South African company that was unlicensed in Zimbabwe. The Trump sons can be found on the internet posing with their trophies and all that stuff. The Donald says that he doesn't have a taste for hunting. He could, however, influence his son's taste for African hunts that include the killing of defenseless, endangered animals. If he can influence any international beauty contest, surely he can influence how the money is spent. I don't know about the Trump and the Trumpettes. I don't know what their arrangement is, if they have one of some kind financially. But I don't think the kids are on allowance, you know. I think that was easy for him to get a job, but I don't know if he has any influence over that at all. Just a thought. Okay. Boy, this thing and this—I've never, ever, 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 ever seen this much stuff written to the editors about this whole thing with Sunday parking. Which, by the way, we went yesterday morning. We went downtown, and sure enough. I saw the new parking meters where you can put a credit card in. Now, I think that's really a great idea. I think it's really a great idea, except that the part of the reason they did is they're charging $1.50 an hour. The good news is you can use your credit card. The bad news is here's why. Okay, it's kind of like, okay. So anyway. As I understand it, several of the Christian churches in downtown area of San Luis Obispo believe they have the right to free parking on Sunday mornings. The local atheists believe that to be a violation of the First Amendment and that everyone, including the churchgoers, should pay full price. As an agnostic, should I be entitled to half price? Then there's another one that goes on and on in here. Dude, Lord. Okay. And then I'm going to read this because I'm going to share this and read it because, you know, maybe it'll be helpful. Maybe the right person will hear it. Let me begin by thanking Morro Bay Beautiful for another successful citywide yard sale. Unfortunately, on Friday afternoon, in the midst of setting up for the Saturday opening, someone mistakenly purchased some Bavarian tract, I think it's T-R-A-C-H-T, track jewelry in a small pink sachet bag for 50 cents. The price was actually marked at $50. It's an easy error to make and a miss in the middle of the confusion. The real loss here is that the proceeds for the sale were to go to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. So they're basically saying if you did this by accident and you know you don't know what happened, even though you would know, that would mean two people couldn't read the $50 thing and thought it was 50 cents if the person didn't know. But let's say you didn't know. You can contact... it's really complicated. You can contact Neil at 772-7473. That's the easiest way to do it. 772-7473, Neil Johnson. Because that's too bad. They're trying to raise money for charity, and somebody got off with a good one. Somebody pulled one off. All right. Well, let us do together Aunt Calhoun's Canhoun Callan, Cannons. What's for dinner? Now, Sheila and I, of course, had a long discussion about this ourselves. Yummy ground up odd bits of boneless meat scrapings from cow carcasses thoroughly mashed up and treated with ammonium hydroxide. What do you know? We've been eating this stuff for years. It's been added to hamburger meat, and we've been chowing it down with gusto until some Weisenheimer, some goody two-shoot food police types decided that people might like to know just what they went into that all that beef patty, started calling it pink slime, and hideous pictures of this sloppy stuff started showing up on TV. After which, obese nation America, which had been scarfing up the stuff by the daily ton, recoiled with a horror reserved only for the pencil-thin food Nazi vegan who's been handed a dead cat on a dinner plate. The beef industry panicked and invited politicians in for a photo op at the beef scraping factory, prove how safe and good and yummy this all was. And beef officials declared that if it was just called this goo, finely textured lean meat, then everything would be fine. But the greasy dye had been cast. Consumers ran their tongues out and went, ugh. Fast food restaurants took out big ads declaring that they had always never used the stuff. And the company that ran finely textured lean beef factories in at least four states quietly closed their plants and laid off 1,400 finely textured employees. And best of all, for the beef industry, Pink Slimegate quickly set off the radar before people could start asking the kind of questions they need to ask, which is, should I even be eating this hamburger in the first place with or without the slime? Because that question would lead directly to others like, well, what went into the cow while it was jammed into a huge feedlot and stuffed with whatever? At one time, we fed cows with other ground-up, freshly fine textured cows and sheep until mad cow disease supposedly stopped that practice. We are still stuffing our beef lot cows with pesticide-loaded grain and antibiotics to ward off diseases which are exacerbated by jamming a grazing animal into a crowded pen and stuffing with corn and other fattening stuff that turns it naturally lean, grass-fed muscle in a bad omega-6 lace fat, after which it was hacked up and we eat it. Then they get all pissy when we find out that the finely ground pink slime bits of more cows have been added to back in. The same food freakout is taking place with a troubling high fructose corn syrup, the ubiquitous sweetener that's been dumped into nearly every food product you can possibly think of, including ones that shouldn't have anything to do with the word syrup. And now nutritionists and scientists are investigating the possibility that high fructose corn syrup is somehow processed differently by the liver than plain sugar, and that difference is helping us to fuel the obesity epidemic that's killing us. But do food manufacturers declare that they will get this awful stuff out of our food supply? Nah. Instead, they've been busy reminding, like they think they're calling it, smiley face sweet field sugar will solve the problem. To date, their efforts have been met with the angry buzzsaws of proprietary food nature lawyers from the real cane beet sugar industry. Sorry, you fructose syrupies, but the word sugar has already been taken. Move along. Well, what's in a word, really? Nothing when you'd like to take it like a fake nation. In that world, words are just unuseful tools to fleece the marks. Toss in our uniquely American desire to remain deluded, our extraordinary tolerance for being lied to, and the rest is just comes easy. From Madison Avenue to K Street to the sacred halls of Congress, it's all one big game of rebranding, phony speak, in pursuit of the big bucks, the votes, the power. And betide the smartass who comes along and points out the obvious. Take poor Elizabeth Warren. This hideous, terrifyingly scold wanted credit card contracts to be written in clear, plain English. Imagine. Are you kidding? And she said, and change the fees that are all spelled out in the simple, easy to understand. Okay, my God, can you imagine? She also wanted citizens to be given some modest consumer protection in the marketplace, on Wall Street, in the automobile showroom. It was beyond horrible, and the Republican corporate shills in Congress reacted accordingly to make sure that she was sidelined. And they've been busy undoing even the modest protections that she managed to put in place over their half-dead bodies. Or take Sarah Palin, her big lie of death panels. There was no death panels. What had been proposed was that under the developing health reform plans, Medicare would pay for seniors to meet with their own doctor and or geriatric end-of-life experts so they could get accurate information in order to make their own choices for their own end-of-life care. No panels, no hooded judges sentencing people to death, just patients consulting with their doctors in order to make sure that their decisions on their own care could be put in place when the need arose. That's all. Yes, thanks to Palin's lie and a fake name, that service was removed, and now seniors are left on their own, which too often results in terrible suffering and runs the contrary to what the patient wanted for themselves and their families. Real suffering in a real world, thanks to Palin's dishonest wordsmithing. Well, why not? It's just words. Here in Fleece Nation, a lie is as good as the truth, especially if it makes you rich and famous and sends the bill for any damage to the sucker public. So, America, eat up. Here's your wonderful and delicious ammonia-treated, finely textured, lean beef pink slime, high-fructose corn syrup hamburger. Not only is it tasty and delicious, it's good for you. That's right. It's very, very good for you. Trust me. Why would I lie to you? Would I? Of course not. Open wide and yum. And Calhoun's can. So we have the beef thing. We had that thing going on, you know. We have we had the issue with Taco Bell's beef a while back. There's an issue with what actually chicken McNuggets are made out of, which is also, I believe, a purple slime. And so it gets crazy, right? No, it gets crazier yet, because this is Nicholas B. Kristof wrote this commentary in the Tribune. He said, let's hope you're not reading this column while munching a chicken sandwich. That's because my topic today is a pair of new scientific studies suggesting that poultry on factory farms are routinely fed caffeine-active ingredients of Tylenol and Benadryl, banned antibiotics, and even arsenic. So he goes on to say that they have all this stuff for a reason. You know, it keeps the chickens healthier, and then they even have a product that's made up of ground up chicken wings. Feathers. That's made up of ground up chicken feathers. There's actually a substance that's made. To me, this underscores the pitfalls of industrial farming. When I was growing up on our hopelessly inefficient family farm, we didn't routinely drug animals. If our chickens grew anxious, the reason was perhaps a fox, and we never tried to resolve the problem with Benadryl. My take is that the business model of industrial agriculture has some stunning accomplishments, such as producing cheap food that saves us money at the grocery store, but we all may be paying more in medical costs because of antibiotic-resistant infections. Frankly, after reading those studies, I'm so depressed about what has happened to farming that I wonder, could a Prozac-laced chicken nugget be helpful? And he was saying, where did he had a statistic here, too. It was kind of interesting, I thought. Right here. Already, antibiotic-resistant infections kill more Americans annually than AIDS, according to the Infectious Disease Society of America. So what this he's saying is that, you know, and what other people have said about cows is that, you know, when they give them all these antibiotics, to ward off disease, that by the time we have eaten tons and tons and tons of this stuff, or pounds and pounds and pounds, or perhaps just one hamburger in our life, you're ingesting these the antibiotics, and so your body becomes, antibacteria prone, so then when something does get you, it's a super disease that's going to just wipe you out. But I can't have a lot of family farms and have it's in a world of industrial farming. I don't know see how we can have family farms, but that's just me. Okay. Other people in the news. Other things are going on at 13 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. You know who we heard the baseball thing was the Andrews sisters. That was kind of fun. All right. Well, we have big things going on here. Here's some of the stuff that's going on right now. North Korea readies its long-range rocket. So they actually let American reporters in there, a couple of them, to look at the rocket they got going on. And they look at the satellite they built, and they say, we're going to send the satellite up there, you know. And so one guy says, well, ostensibly, you know, any satellite launch can also be a test of a delivery system for an atomic weapon. So that's making us all feel really good right now. And so to say, well, we'll do a little tit for that. In South Korea, unconfirmed South Korean news reports in the past 2 years have alleged that North Korea was digging new tunnels at its nuclear test site near the northeastern tip of the country. On Sunday, the government spokesman who requested anonymity, because, of course, he wasn't supposed to tell you this, said that a large amount of earth is needed to seal a tunnel before detonating a nuclear device inside. So I'm wondering what the heck's going on. All right, agreement on raid scene is a crucial step in Afghan war. The deal accelerates U.S. handoff of military operations to Afghan forces, tackling one of the major sources of friction in Washington's tenuous relationship with Kabul. U.S. officials on Sunday signed an agreement that gives Afghan authorities legal and operational oversight over nighttime raids carried out by American troops, a tactic that has been successful against Taliban insurgents but deeply unpopular with Afghan citizens. So we will see what we will see. Once again, we have somebody on the phone today and we want to say hi. Hello to...
Hi, Bill.
Hello.
This is Brenda.
Who is it?
Brenda.
Hi, Brenda. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm swell.
Oh, I'm happy to hear that. I was driving home, and I heard you talking about that letter in the editor about the Trumps.
Yeah.
You know, the hunting Trumps.
Yeah.
And I actually read that letter to my grandson this morning. He's 14, and anyway, it just makes me sick.
Here's the interesting thing, though. When you talk about teenagers, and I'm going to throw this out at you.
Okay.
You're the grandmother of one. Is it better? I guess men have, you know, some gene inside them that says, you know, you got to be either flight or fight. And so we've overcome the flight part, and so we just say, okay, we're going to fight. So that's really what hunting comes down to. It's not for survival anymore. But does having video games, is having violent video games a good thing in its own way or a bad thing in its own way?
Well, in my personal opinion, I think it's bad thing. I think you can get that hunter instinct out in other maybe healthier ways. I mean, go out and play a game of basketball, you know.
It's interesting, though. People that want to hunt for fun, which is, you know, I don't hunt for fun at all. People that hunt for fun, they're just of a different stripe than other people. And I don't know if it's something that can be diverted at a young age like you're trying to do with your grandson or not.
Well, you know, the odd thing is that when I was a little girl, I think I was a member of the National Rifle NRA because I used to, believe it or not, in the basement of our city hall used to be a rifle range down there.
Right.
And my dad took my sister and I, and we target practiced with 22 rifles.
Right.
But target practicing is one thing, but I never had the urge to shoot anything living, but it was kind of great sport to compete against yourself to see how, you know, how many bullseyes you could get or how better shooter you could be.
The good news was I was on the high school rifle team. The bad news was I joined it so I could bag ammunition and put it in my pocket.
Well, I just brought it up because I read it and it moved me, and I read it. So he was sitting next to me, so I read it to him, and then I had told him I had just read a little article about elephants and how their trunks can weigh up to 300 pounds,
no.
But they can pick up a coin. Their trunks, the trunk of an elephant is such an amazing thing that people, humans, are trying to copy it to, you know, use it in making better robots to, you know, for the car industry and stuff. And so, so I just wanted to use it as a opening for a little discussion with him.
Well,
and he's not a hunter at all, and everybody in my family knows how I feel about animals, so it was no big surprise to him that I got kind of choked up.
Now, would you be okay with him, being part of an NRA shooting club?
Quite frankly, I don't think it would matter to him much.
Mattered
to me, but
okay.
I think target practice is a sport.
Well, and it's gun
and
safety.
Hunting
too.
Is. I don't look at it as a sport, and I know I understand the dynamics of it. I kind of grew up in a family where there were hunters, and my neighbor next door is the sweetest man. He'll take a little baby kitten and just, you know, I think he would throw himself in front of a truck, but he's a hunter.
Mm-hmm.
He goes out and he hunts, and so there's just this part of the brain that part of hunting that I don't get. And I think it would be different if, you know, we were hunting to sustain our families.
Well, some people do, but here's where I kind of draw a line. There's absolutely no reason the whole wide world to shoot a water buffalo or an elephant or some of these crazy things they're shooting. But a man that goes out, or a girl, lady, whatever they are, Sarah Palin and her husband, if they go out and they shoot a game and to eat, to consume, well, I don't have a problem really with that, as long as that's what they're, you know, because otherwise you're just shooting some animal and it's not going to be anything. It's just going to be dead.
I understand that mindset, but I also say that I guess it makes a difference to me if it's absolutely necessary. And I know it's going to, maybe you'll get a call from a hunter who can explain to me a little bit better how they, I know it's fun. I've actually, when I was young, I went on a pheasant hunt, and, you know, there's that fun part of stalking the game. I get that. But then I, you know, when the bird flew up and the guy shot the bird, I cried. So I kind of figured right then, okay, I'm not a hunter.
So here's,
and that's okay with me. I'm fine with that. And I understand that there are some people that just enjoy hunting, and that's their right and their privilege. But something like what they did to go out, just because you're doing it just because you can, because you got the money.
Right.
And the part about him holding the elephant's tail, and elephants have such complex, deep social structures, and I think there's so much more to elephants than we understand at this time. Not to say a Cape Buffalo isn't worth as much as an elephant, but it just sometimes it's just so awful.
I think it would be useful for the Trumps, the Trump sons, to go to Afghanistan for a year, and then when they come back, say, now, do you still want to shoot animals?
Well, my discussion with my grandson, I said, you know, I think a proper, quote-unquote, punishment for them would be for them to participate, like, for a month in the care of elephants. Like, in India, they have the men who, they each are assigned an elephant, and they care for it, they bathe it, because they use them in their work to earn a living.
But you're saying you have to have a conscience about shooting it to begin with, and they don't have that.
I'm just saying, develop an understanding a little bit more about the creature that you're about to kill.
Oh no, they just want to shoot it.
Well, no, but I'm saying, proper punishment for that would be for them to hang around some elephants for at least a month and learn and be assigned to learn and to see for themselves.
Well,
what a wonderful animal they are, and how amazingly complex they are.
Mm-hmm. Well, Glenn, you got some good points. I just, like you say, the people have a right to hunt, and some enjoy it as a sport, and that's they see it. It's not necessary to hunt to eat for most people. But I've enjoyed wild boar myself that somebody hunted, and I've enjoyed venison that somebody hunted, and thought it was real
yeah, swell. And I had a friend who grew up on a ranch in Montana, and they raised cattle, but they ate venison. They hunted venison because they preferred venison. And, you know, I'm not saying don't eat meat, don't kill anything, or, you know, I'm not like that, but this kind of hunting is the sport. Of hunting is what I guess really, really bothers me.
I understand. I mean, I'm going to say when I read it, it bothered me too. I thought, what in the whole wide world is the point of this? And they use dogs, and they're not going to not get the elephant. It's not like it's something where you're stalking a deer or a turkey or something. I mean, they're just going to obviously end up shooting the thing. And so I agree with you. That part
well,
of it
I'm,
is kind of weird.
I want to thank that lady for writing that letter, and then, you know, it led to a nice discussion with my grandson and with you. So, anyway, Bill, Have a good day.
Thanks, Letty. You
You're
too.
A great guy.
Thank you, madam.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. No, I'm not related to her. She said I was a nice guy. This came from the heart right there. I know what you're thinking. Did he fire six shots? Or never mind. So here's the deal. We're going to do CBS News, find out what's going on in our world, and see if we can get some details and stuff. And then you and I'll come back. We'll have another hour, and we'll enjoy some more nice music, some more conversation and stuff.
CBS News. I'm Jim Taylor. Should higher costing health care result in living longer? It looks like that could be the case for cancer patients.
The U.S. spends twice as much as Europe on health care, but it may be buying American cancer patients an extra 2 years of life. A study published in Health Affairs says U.S. patients diagnosed in the late 90s live that much longer than cancer patients in Europe.
We do see that we spend a lot more in the U.S., but we also see that condition on a given cancer at a given stage of disease, people live longer in the U.S.
But lead author Thomas Phillipson says they can't conclusively say the extended lives are the direct result of the extra spending. Pam Coulter, CBS News.
Spain's economy minister says that country should debate whether to make rich people pay for their universal health coverage. The center-right government desperate for ways to save money right now. Reacting to Syria.
We are doing what we can to increase the pressure on Assad.
Victoria Nuland, U.S. State Department, forces loyal to Syrian President Assad, firing across Turkish and Lebanese borders today, firing directly into refugee camps. CBS News correspondent Clarissa Ward in Istanbul.
Two very alarming instances today, but which really bring home how much this is in danger of spilling quite literally outside of Syrian borders into neighboring countries.
The case of Trayvon Martin, the Florida 17-year-old killed by a neighborhood watch captain. Special prosecutor says it's not going to a grand jury. Another street demonstration in the town where it happened.
I'm Peter King in Sanford, Florida. About 30 protesters in front of the police station here. In the center of this group, a sign that says, "We are Trayvon Martin." They have been here in front of the police station for much of this day after finishing a 40-mile march from Daytona Beach here to Sanford. The police station itself, the main entrance, shut down by the city, although this has been a peaceful protest. Watching along with the media, several observers from the Justice Department.
2012, year of the warm weather record. Jake Crouch, climate scientist at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
We did have the fourth warmest winter, and particularly the northern parts of the U.S. were warmer than average, and so that led to low snow cover in a lot of areas. You know, it was almost like they didn't have a winter season, and then we went into this really warm spring.
Temperatures in the lower 48s, 8.5 degrees above normal for March. Hey, move over, Phantom. After years on top as the biggest moneymaker on Broadway, Phantom of the Opera is dethroned by The Lion King. Cumulative gross for The Lion King, $853,846,062. That's $500,000 more than Phantom has been running since 1988, 10 years longer than The Lion King. Stocks dropped. The Dow loses 130 today. This is CBS News.
Attention residents of this neighborhood. My name is Dave, and I'm opening a new sporting goods store right down the street. So, listen, if you're into sporting goods, stop in and buy some of my competitively priced gear. You won't regret it.
There's an easier, more effective way to find the customers that matter most. With Every Door direct mail from the Postal Service, you can reach every home, every address, every time. Visit USPS.com/mail to learn more.
Oh, one more thing. Since I'm here, has anyone seen my cat?
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Let's take another question.
Hi, Flo. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts.
Great, but that's not really a question.
Oh, you're right. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts?
Still not quite right, but you get the idea. Progressive makes it easy to save.
Right.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
A California coroner due to conduct an autopsy of Thomas Kincaid today, 3 days after the 54-year-old American painter died unexpectedly. Kincaid claimed to be America's most collected living artist, homespun scenes hanging in the homes of an estimated 10 million Americans. White House tradition taking on an athletic atmosphere today. As part of the annual Easter egg roll, several thousand children played various games on the White House lawn.
President Obama on the outdoor basketball court played a game where if you miss a shot, you have to do some push-ups. He missed. In casual shirts, slacks, and brown loafers, America's chief executive got down, face down, and did a few push-ups. This happened several times. He shot 1 for 8. Dan Revive, CBS News, Washington.
The Masters' excitement even after the nail-biting tournament. Authorities say a 40-year-old spectator arrested tried to steal sand pebbles from a sand trap. I'm Jim Taylor, CBS News.
At Quicken Loans, we provide you with state-of-the-art online tools, like our app for your smartphone, MyQL Mobile. This means that if you work with a mortgage lender other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with someone who doesn't use state-of-the-art online tools. Let me demonstrate. Can I upload my mortgage documents with your mobile app?
No, sorry. We don't offer mobile apps. I didn't realize appetizers were mobile.
Are you using a typewriter?
Why, yes, I am. We just upgraded from Carrier Pigeon.
So I take it you don't offer your clients the latest and greatest technology.
Ma'am, Quicken Loans?
Industry-leading tools like MyQL Mobile to get you through your loan process with speed and ease. One more way Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Oh, wait, we got some. We got some other things that are going on here right here. Right now. We got to talk about Country Oaks.
Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about. Country Oaks, owned and operated by John and Sharon Henning. They're friends of mine, really nice friends, and that niceness shows at their 57-bed skilled nursing facility at 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria. Country Oaks specializes in short-term rehabilitation and long-term care. Country Oaks accepts Medicare, Medi-Cal, HMOs, and private insurance, and will do the paperwork for you. They offer physical, occupational, speech, enteral, and IV therapies, including a fully equipped therapy room. At Country Oaks Care Center, your loved ones will find a warm and caring staff and a home-like atmosphere. All activities are geared to individual needs and desires, as well as nutritious meals and that extra ounce of caring and a cup of slow-roasted coffee. From Rotary to their annual float participation in the Santa Maria Elks Rodeo Parade, the Hennings are involved in their community. At 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria, Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about.
Want to improve office morale around the break room? Are you tired of hearing employees grumble about bad office coffee? There's an easy solution to this. Invite Slow Roasted Coffee's office service into your business. They're your local coffee company that features fair trade, certified, organically grown coffees roasted daily and delivered fresh to you so you can taste the difference. For 24 years now, this locally owned and operated family business has been serving the Central Coast. Slow Roasted Coffee believes customer service really does matter, which is why they provide 24-hour customer care. Slow Roasted Coffee's office service is perfect for the workplace as well as restaurants and lodging facilities. You'll never have a bitter cup of coffee again. Consistency, freshness, and convenience is what you'll enjoy when you call Slow Roasted Coffee's office service. Call them at 528-7317. That's 528-7317. Coffee, the original energy drink.
How does a little shoe store like Mike's and the Slow Promenade seem so big? They start by taking assortment to a new level. Not just any assortment, but the brands people really want and the styles people really love. Mike, Annie, Shu Shun, and their entire crew at Mike's really know their stuff, and they're happy to make it work for you. The right people, the right place, all the time. You'll like Mike's and find what you're looking for in men's and women's shoes. Every time you hear this ad, you're just one pair away from the perfect number of shoes. Mike's Shoes at Southside Promenade.
Funk. Right there. All right. So the Dodgers actually they lost one of the Padres there yesterday. But they fought hard the whole time there. And then the Dodgers and the Pittsburgh is tomorrow, and it'll be at 12:30 pregame and 1:10 game time. You're Bill. This is Talk Is Cheap, your friends and neighbors network, 1340 KYNS, your news station in San Luis Obispo. Our phone numbers are 786-2578. 786-2578 or 1-866-937-1340. That's 1-866-937-1340. Other things that are happening to us today. Other things that are going on. Hey, there's a phone call now. Let's do that. Let's get on the phone and say hello.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, who's this?
Pretty good. This is Alan.
Hi, Alan. How are you?
Hunting won't be a sport until you own the animals.
Well, yeah, good point. That's a very good statement.
Talk to you later.
Thank you, sir. Bye. Honey, won't be a sport till you own the animals. Yeah. I differ a little bit from Glenda. I still say it's beyond just sport if you hunt and you eat what you hunt. Do you know what I mean? I don't see a problem with that. But you have to be the kind of person who wants to do that. I don't want to go walking through the bushes and try to find a wild pig myself. But I've had wild pig that somebody else found got. So, and venison and a couple other things. Some very strange other things. But anyway, but, oh, you know who was on? We were watching a show the other day. It was Ted Nugent. It's that Bourdain guy, that cook. That guy travels all over eating stuff. Anthony Bourdain. Anyway, so he visited Ted Nugent's ranch in Texas. And they shot a lot. You know, they didn't shoot animals, but Ted does. He hunts. Anyway, so it's just kind of a he's a gun-toting Second Amendment don't take my gun from me kind of guy. And he used to do rock and roll, which, you know, I'm trying to sort that out, but I can't really. But anyway, that's so that's interesting. Other people in the news. Other people that are in the news today. Oh, here was a video I wanted to play with for you. All right, I told you this is Titanic week, okay? So this is, after we hear this commercial, this is going to be what life was like in 1912 when the Titanic sank. Might as well find out what life was like. It was wet.
I want to give you something about getting ready in the morning.
Well, actually, this is one of these people that used to be a smoker, and then they stopped smoking. But they depict this person who's in hideous shape, and now we dare to jump back in the water now.
Most of the passengers on the Titanic's maiden voyage were dining and dancing that fateful night, dressed in their finest. 1912 was a more formal time. Men wore striped trousers and top hats. Women buttoned and squeezed themselves into tea gowns and corsets. The zipper, as we know it today, hadn't been invented yet. Ragtime music was all the rage as the hip couples danced the one-step and the tango. And going to the movies cost around 5 cents a ticket, without snacks. The first gangster film, The Musketeers of Pig Alley, was a hit on the big screen in the United States, while the French were waiting in line to see the latest version of Les Miserables. Everyone in America, it seemed, was reading Tarzan of the Apes in the popular pulp magazine All Story. And no, they couldn't read it on a Kindle. In 1912, the hottest thing to own was not an iPad, but a Model T Ford. Cars still shared the roads with horses back then. The car, about $690, roughly $15,000 in today's money. A gallon of gas to run it, as little as 7 cents. 7 cents. $1.61 today. And forget the Happy Meal, it was the first year children could get a prize from a box of Cracker Jacks. And in the U.S., everyone was trying out the brand new Lifesavers candy, peppermint flavor only. Of course, there were no cell phones or internet or television, but it was the dawn of radio. Before 1912, there was no such thing as the Dixie Cup, the vitamin pill, or stainless steel. In sports, boxing had its first African-American heavyweight champion, Jack Johnson. And the fifth annual Summer Olympics, yes, the fifth, introduced women's swimming and diving events. These Aussie ladies took the gold and silver in the 100-meter freestyle, in style. It was how life was lived back then as the Titanic left port, bound for tragedy and the history books. Michael Holmes, CNN, Atlanta.
That's what's going on then, you know, stuff like that. All right, you're Bill Talker, Chief Friends and Neighbors Network, and I'm looking here to see if there's anything important we have to that just came in, and make sure. What was that? I don't know. I don't know what's playing that's doing that. And I have no idea.
Here's to picking up, trading up, mixing it
up.
Let's
find out what it is.
To well-earned muddy boots. And a lot more spring per dollar. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
Yeah.
I always want to be known as a person who left things better than when they found them. So no matter what I do in life, and certainly with this
short period of time, really, that I have to play the game of football at this level. I want to be known for a guy who did it the right way. Hi, I'm Drew Brees, and I'm answering your CNN iReporter questions.
If there's a teenager out there watching right now, and they want to be a professional quarterback like you are.
I don't know why that just decided to take off right there. But we found about Drew Brees. He doesn't mind being called Breezes, I remember is what the article said. All right, let's go on to other things, Bill, because, boy, I'll tell you, I thought I was going smoothly, and everything was going just really smoothly today, and I thought, no, let's play this thing about that. Because I have one more, because I got to play it. I got to find out. 10,000 eggs were dropped out of a helicopter. I got to find out about that, doesn't it? Speaking of the Titanic, the Memorial Voyage set sail, aiming to retrace the ill-fated trip without the tragedy. So there's a cruise carrying relatives of some of the more than 1,500 people who died aboard the Titanic nearly 100 years ago, set sail from England on Sunday. The Titanic Memorial cruise carrying the same number of passengers, not including crew, as the Titanic did, cast off from Southampton, where the doomed vessel left on its maiden voyage. 12-night cruise will commemorate the 100th anniversary of the April 15th sinking of the White Star liner. Waving passengers crowd the decks as the ship prepared to sail away, many dressed in period costumes as its first-class passengers, crew members, steerage passengers, and stewards. The organizers said they are trying to recreate the onboard experience, minus the disaster, including the food and the live band playing music from the era. The tickets varied in cost from $4,400 to $9,500. So the disaster has already happened to their bank accounts. They have a new study out, by the way, that is linking obesity to obesity and during pregnancy to autism, and this is National Autism Month, and so I find that would be an intriguing story. And then, this is intriguing: radioactive seaweed has been found along the Orange County coast. This is from Fukushima, of course. So here we have the ships made it to Alaska, made it to the Gulf of Alaska. The seaweed has already made it to Orange County. So it remains to be seen what else we come up with. What else drifts our way? What else is drifting our way? All right, let's see if my 10,000 eggs will play okay without causing me grief, because I think it's really important. Here we go. All right, ready?
But only when they're ready to be given. That's why Green Giant picks vegetables at their peak and freezes them fast, locking in nutrients for you to unwrap.
Ho, ho, ho.
Green Giant.
Bad choice, Bill. Bad choice. Need it. Okay. I thought we were going to get some more information, but all we were going to get was crazy helicopter noises, and so that's no good. Okay, you're with Bill, as you can tell, and Mondays turn out to be a Monday. Let me remind you that I won't be here tomorrow because of Dodgers, and that's all. I won't be here because of Dodgers. There are other things going on, you know. This was in yesterday's paper, which I thought was kind of fun. Federal hand-me-downs fit local police perfectly. Defense Department program sends used high-tech tools to officers in counties' jurisdictions. So they get all kinds of stuff. They just pay a little bit of shipping for some of these things. And then they got night goggles, and they have all kinds of other stuff. And so it's very infrared camera that can just see the body, so you can see warmth, so you can see if somebody's behind the bushes or whatever. Anyway, and so here again, officers feast on smorgasbord of military leftovers. Agencies across the state are loading up on everything from aircraft and ammunition to tweezers and even toilet paper. Yes, the military does use toilet paper. Oh, by the way, I stopped by the military today at the recruiting office, and I talked to a guy, an Army sergeant, and because this came up a while back, and we were under the impression from something we read that you could somehow just get out of the service if you were. I knew you couldn't just get out, but I thought, well, maybe with the all-volunteer service, maybe if you've signed up for a certain number of years and you've completed most of those, and then you say, you know what, this isn't working out for me, I got to get out. But I don't know. But so I'm not sure what we were talking about that led to that. But anyway, so I went and I said, how long are enlistments now? They used to be 4 years. Actually, they were 6 years. 4 years active, 2 years inactive. He said they're 3 to 6 years now. So, okay, if let's say I have a six-year enlistment, and after 5 years I go, I don't feel like doing this anymore. Can I stop doing it? He goes, no, you can't. So I was just checking because that question came up. So that was the thing right there. Hey, so you couldn't just say no thanks, I'm walking away from the deal. It didn't really work. All right. Now, here's something just to make you feel guilty and bad. I know I just dropped my taxes off at Torba Tax today, Paul Torba, and Tax Man of the Stars. And say here, you know, and between my wife and Paul, they do the taxes because I forget. I have no idea. I just have no idea. Anyway, so I let them do it. So they got it figured out. All right. Now, here's what it says. Tax cheats perpetrate the budget gap. If every resident of the state of California paid every penny owed, everyone who was eligible, the state's $9.2 billion deficit would be wiped out. That's what they're saying. And then they have everybody has their own thing, I guess. You know, people have their own tastes in cats and dogs and whatever. And here's a Sphinx cat. They have this thing. It's being shown in Vilnius, Lithuania. And this is one of those cats that has no fur and wrinkly skin and is hideous looking, in my opinion. But some people find these things cute. Yeah? Nothing wrong with that. Now, here's who else is in the news. Francis Ford Coppola is suing an Italian eatery. So here's why. Coppola is accusing Tavola Italian Kitchen in Novato of trademark infringement for its use of the word Tavola. Because he has a special, Tavolo dinners do not order from a menu, but are offered an assortment of family-style dishes. He does that in some of his restaurants. And so now he's after this other people for calling their restaurant what they think he calls something else. Gets complicated sometimes. It gets kind of weird. It says, I don't know why it says this, but I don't know who they're talking about. I know not the Benica household, and maybe not yours either. This time gas prices met with a shrug. They have people, they say, yeah, they're going up. And nobody really cares. Are you serious? We always have to remember, there are people in large cities, metropolitan areas. There are people in large metropolitan areas that are making a lot more money than we are. So maybe they can just shrug it off, don't matter to me. I don't go fast enough on the freeway to really use it again. And they always say highway driving. That cannot relate to L.A., can it? That's the stop and going this place there ever was. So you're not ever going to get highway mileage. I don't care what time of the day or night you try to get on that freeway, you're not going to get highway mileage. That's all there's to it. The Pope warned of darkness. The darkness enshrouding and obscuring God's values is the real threat to our existence and to the world in general, he said. Terms for nuke talks with Iran stiffen. Western nations' demands are expected to set the stage for last chance negotiations. Geez, you got Syria, you got North Korea, you got, oh my God. Can we have the Cold War back? What would it take to get the Cold War back? Because I would like the Cold War back. It was happening. It was good. Never had a big bomb to drop or anything. Now you got these crazy people who just can't deal with what they're going to do. So that's, I'm not liking this at all, I gotta tell you the truth. Okay. Continuing on as we are. I have to see what's coming my way. I want the Cold War back. Okay. Well, here we are. You see, here's one of these disease things again with the birds. Avian cholera spreads in parched refuge. Half of Klamath National Wildlife Refuge's dry farms and fish get water first, And so these birds are croaking. So this can't be good. And this can't be good either. But it's like, you know, it's hard to say. Modesto teen breaks up a teacher after arrest. It's over, says Jordan Powers, the 18-year-old Modesto high school student who quit school to move in with her former teacher, who was 41-year-old James Hooker. He was arrested by Modesto police Friday and charged with sexually assaulting a different teenage girl 14 years ago. As you can tell, he sort of likes teenage girls. And so now the teenage girl said, well, if you're going to get arrested for messing around with somebody else 14 years ago when I was all of 4 years old, then I'm having nothing to do with it. Okay. And then we had this Navy jet that crashed. It was on Friday, and it was like, holy cow. And how did no one die in the Navy jet crash? Some say skill and good luck, experts say, is really what it amounted to. They dumped their fuel. They dumped the majority of their fuel before they crashed, which is, you know, something they're taught to do. They're like, it's one of the first things they do before they pull the handle and bail out. And so they dumped the fuel, so that made it so it wasn't going to be as bad when it hit. And it just luckily pancaked into that courtyard. And most of the people were at work anyway, so that's, you know, prevented people from being there. It really was amazing. I mean, I have to, it's one of those things you look at and you say, how is it possible that this could happen? And, you know, how could you not, you know, how could anybody get through this? But it was, that's what happened. All right. Bad things that happen in our world. Where this last thing went that I was just dealing with, I have no idea. That's okay. I was watching the Today Show the other day, and the little kids love Mickey. What's her name? Mickey Minaj, and she's kind of a different character. Anyway, so they're all kind of enjoying her right there. And it's always amazing to see the young people in the audience. And of course, like we were when we were young, they know every single word, every single song that ever was sung and is being sung, and they know the whole thing. And it's just right there. All right. Let's do a break and come back, and we'll talk about more stuff.
Are you picking up the kids from school and you're bracing yourself for the homework battle to begin? The Homework Monster is a book created for kids to inspire to get their homework done before it accumulates into monstrous proportions. Local writer and mother Karen Culpepper knows well the struggle to get her own kids to do their homework each night. If 2 hours of arguing to get 15 minutes of homework done sounds familiar, then I suggest you go online to the Homework Monster.com to pick up a copy of this book. The Homework Monster has a comic book feel to it, and the story is told in a fun and creative way to ensure that even the resistant reader will love it. I promise you will love it too. That's thehomeworkmonster.com, or email thehomeworkmonster@yahoo.com for more information. I sure wish this book were around years ago when I heard my parents yelling,
"Isn't your homework done yet?"
Thehomeworkmonster.com.
Come.
Right now, somebody that I used to know. Hi, you're Bill Talkers Cheap, your friends and neighbors network. Thank you for joining me today. I thought it was kind of a different kind of song, and I thought I'd share it with you right there. Okay. Other things are going on in our world. Let's head for the cold. In Anchorage, Alaska, spring snowfall has broken the nearly 60-year-old seasonal snow record of Anchorage as of Saturday afternoon. A total of 133.6 inches of snow had fallen this season. That beats the 132.6 inches of the winter of 1954 and 55, which was some time ago, as you can imagine. Holy cow, that's a place to live right there. Anchorage, Alaska, 133 inches of snow. How does anybody do it? And why? Why? They can leave, they can escape. It's not like it's a big prison up there. You can get in a car, you can drive. You can get a plane, you can fly. I guess they won't be there. Now, here's another thing that's not good, I think. Some Alaskan polar bears are losing their fur. I don't know why. In the past 2 weeks, 9 of 33 bears checked by scientists in the southern region near Barrow were found to have alopecia, loss of fur and skin lesions, said the guy. Scientists have been collecting the blood and the tissue samples from the afflicted bears, but they do not know the cause or the significance of the outbreak. I mean, it takes forever to find out some of these things. It took us forever to find out the otters were getting ill from cat poop. You know? These are things that aren't answered always. Way. Here's this thing. This always strikes me the same way every time I hear about it. Members of the Patrol Patriot Honor. Let me try it again. Can I go away? Take two. Members of the Patriot Honor Guard carry American flags across the tarmac at Gowan Field in Boise, Idaho, following a mobilization to Idaho National Guard for 1 year deployment to Afghanistan. There's a little girl crying because her dad's gone. See, the National Guard, they didn't used to deploy. As they deployed, within the nation. That's why they were called the National Guard. But things have changed. And I'm sure a lot of these guys are going, you know, for the few bucks a month I made by staying in the Guard, what was I thinking? That thought would have to cross your mind. You know what I'm saying? It would have to cross your mind for some reason. Okay, I did. All right. I don't have any other breaking news. I'm not playing those crazy news things anymore. Thomas Kincaid also died, as you may have heard. He was only, 53? I don't know what killed him. But anyway, but he called himself the Painter of Light. A lot of critics. A lot of critics said, you know, you're playing to the least common, what do they say? Repellents are brazen to the widest possible audience, which is everybody, you know, because he had these little pretty little pictures of cottages and whatnot. You know, a lot of people. Let me see how many it was. His work was in 10 million homes, and at their peak, about 100 million annually was for stuff that was spinoffs of his products and whatnot. And I think it was his brother, if I'm not mistaken, that basically was a business guy and said, you know what, why don't we do this as a business? You know, make thousands of prints of this stuff and have galleries and. That sure worked. We used to have, four in the Central Post? We're down to one in Pismo. Anyway, just amazing. Other things that have happened. Other things going on. And this, I think we got to this at the end of last week, I'm pretty sure. But if I didn't. It sounds like the stuff of urban legend, but the official China news agency is reporting that five people have been arrested for alleged involvement in the removal and son of a teenager's kidney. The story said that a 17-year-old student identified only by a surname, Wang, that was, you know, that's going to pretty much hide that guy, gave up his kidney for money, some of which was used to buy two of Apple's most popular products, the iPad and iPhone. And now that I've seen both of those at one time in one place, and people were talking to each other over them and looking at each other while they were doing it, I can understand why Wang would go for that. You know what I mean? All right. But now that the people got arrested and whatnot, does he get to keep his iPad, his thing in his way? I hope so. All right, so that's the way I'm looking at it right there. Other things are reportedly in the news today. This is Islamabad. An avalanche buried more than 100 soldiers at a Pakistani military base on a remote Himalayan glacier Saturday, and officials said they did not know whether they survived. Holy dump truck. Don't you just look out the window and say, "Oh, I'm glad I live here," because I won't want to live anywhere else. It would just not make any sense. I know I do. Even though, but I know we need it. We'll go with that program about how that works. But we're going to see some more rain ourselves this week. That's all right. Just a reminder: tomorrow, Dodgers and not Delica, and it'll be Dodgers at Pittsburgh. All right, other things that are in here that I want to tell you about. Well, that was it there. Let me see. Now, let me try this. Let me check on something else because, if there's late-breaking news, we don't even know about it because we're just sitting for an hour at a time. We don't know what's happening. So let me see if I can get some late-breaking news. All right. Well, pretty much all the same stuff. Newt Gingrich said he didn't realize running for president would be that hard. Well, if you have your personality, it's really hard. That's probably the right thing. Okay, opinion. 1940 census is a big hit today. So everybody's all over that thing. And then there's a stalking charge here. We got people being stalked, which always has to be weird. It just has to be weird if you're stalked, don't you think? You're an actor, whatever. A Canadian woman arrested by New York police on Sunday for allegedly stalking Alec Baldwin worked as a publicist for a movie the actor had a small role in a decade ago. Genevieve Saburin is jailed while she waits to be arraigned on aggravated harassment and stalking charges, the New York Police Department spokesman said on Monday. As you know, stalking is a serious issue, so we've turned this matter over to the New York Police Department. Baldwin's publicist told CNN on Monday. Baldwin, 53, is engaged to marry Hilaria Thomas, a 27-year-old yoga instructor. That's a good choice right there. Saburin is described in several media reports as an actress. However, her online LinkedIn resume lists her current occupation as a film producer in Montreal. This confirms she is from Montreal. She served as a unit publicist for the 2008 Eddie Murphy movie, The Adventures of Pluto Nash, which was another huge hit for Eddie Murphy, in which Baldwin had a cameo role. It was not immediately clear if Baldwin and Saburin met on the set. Her biggest film acting credit appears to be in Tom Sizemore's Swindle, a 2002 crime thriller, according to the international movie people over there. Yeah, that's that. So anyway, this starts to be awful. I just think it's really a shame that these things happen to people. It's a shame it happened to anybody. I tell you, that's what I'm telling you. All right, other things that are wrong, other things that are wrong. Yeah. Other stuff happened. I found this so amazing, the story, that I saved it for now. Because it's like, this can't possibly be true. You can't have this happening. False alarms costing the county. Are you serious? This is our county, new county government center to open up. Since they've opened up, supervisors are considering replacing the system because San Luis Obispo building, after state funds, 13 evacuations cost $163,000. So I assume that's with, man hours and time and all that kind of stuff. As if, there's people aren't just goofing around in the county government building anyway, at their desks. But okay, let's assume that they just are hardworking souls and they don't rest for a second. you know, they just diligently work. Anyway, so they've been evacuated that many times. So now they've talked to the builder about the whole thing and with Kojima Construction, but so far nothing's hit yet. The county has decided to either upgrade or replace the system at a cost of $513,000. It continues to pursue settlement talks. That's too much. We, you know, you could go to name your own hardware store, Home Depot, whatever you like, you know, and you can buy smoke detectors. I mean, for probably about $3 a piece, and stick them on the ceilings and whatnot. Now, that wouldn't cost that much money. Just trying to save some dough, but it's not working. Okay. Oh, the Pismo City Council is going to pay lifeguards more than they were paying them before. I mean, because if you don't pay a lifeguard enough and he's sitting there and you hear him yelp, 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 and they got thrown in their hand, all up, if you're not paying them enough, you might say, I'm not going to get in that border today for that. So you got to be careful with that. Here's something that puts a hole in my soul, and so I really haven't read it. I won't. A Holocaust survivor's strength. This is a story of a Holocaust survivor, and it's beyond my ability to comprehend that at all. And it makes me crazy in the head. Anaheim is dropped from the high-speed rail plans. So if you're going to Disneyland by high-speed rail, ain't going to happen. Well, the planned Bay Area to Southern California high-speed train system will stop short of Anaheim, state rail officials said. Instead, the $68 billion bullet train project would have its southern terminus in L.A., 40 miles northwest of the Orange County city, the Los Angeles Times reported. Which makes, you know, it's understandable that you would do that because that's really the idea of it, is to go from, you know, San Francisco to L.A. But those train passengers would have to transfer to a slower Metrolink or Amtrak train in L.A. to reach Anaheim, Orange County's largest city, and home to Disneyland. Like I mentioned, Walt Disney Company has been a strong advocate for the bullet train reaching Orange County from its northern terminus in San Francisco. Anaheim saw the new rail line as a centerpiece of a $200 million transportation hub known as ARTIC, A-R-T-I-C, their Angel Stadium. The city is set to seek bids on the transit center next month. So that's kind of, and Walt Disney should volunteer. Here's what Walt Disney should do. Walt Disney should say, here, you give me the dough, I'll put a monorail system from Anaheim to L.A. And we'll run the monorail all the way up. That's what before we had these funny trains they have downtown in L.A., you know, before we had these funny Metrolink jobs, that was the big talk of what would be the smartest thing to do. And looking back, I still think it was probably the smartest thing to do. And that was to take the middle of the freeway and build columns and put the monorail up there. But that didn't happen. The only city that I know, and when I'm not counting Disneyland as a city, I'm sure I'm wrong. I'm sure there's others, but the only city that I know of that has a working monorail system as part of the RTD, the transportation system, is Seattle. Of course, it was left over from the Space Needle. Expo, the World Expo. It was in Seattle. All right. They don't ever get too direct in this opinion that was written in the paper by the Tribune, saying code violations getting nitpicky can be tricky. San Francisco should not impose the same penalty for major offenses and minor infractions. So they say, like, you get a $100 fine for a failing to mend a fence or screen garbage cans from public view. They're saying, well, we're not even sure if you can tell people they have to have their garbage cans out of public view. If you have a homeowners association, if you happen to live in a place that has a homeowners association, and they said you have to have your garbage cans out of view, that could be enforced. But there's some thing that the city is basically, you know, telling people what they have to do with their garbage cans is a little out there. But here's the thing. So then you have the people in here's a busy cause for griping. There will be only one fine schedule applied to all violations, which means that minor scoff laws will be treated the same as more serious offenders. The first offense will be $100, second $200, third $500. Also, if violation continues, the potential exists to charge $500 a day. City staff is giving the council the option of reducing fines for less serious offenses to $50 for a first violation, $100 for the second, $200 for the third, if it occurs in a 12-month period. Again, we agree that some violations are so egregious and potentially dangerous that they should be handled swiftly and should carry a stiff penalty, but it's intrinsically unfair to treat a violation that's largely aesthetic and in nature in the same way you would treat a serious code violation that jeopardizes health and safety. You can't hardly argue with that, can you? Not like an argument. Huh. That doesn't seem right. That does not seem right. All right. Other things going on. Other things that are happening are estates, and this doesn't come as news to you, but I just thought I'd share the fact that they're sharing the fact that states' economic woes are far from over. John Market is not expected to recover until at least 2018 in California. That's according to UC. UC Berkeley study. 2018. That's 6 years away. That sounds bad. That's 6 years away. That sounds bad. That's my opinion of that right there. 6 years away. Jeez. Hey. 6 years away. Oh, here it is here. No, that's not. Okay. What I think, is it this week that the Olive Garden is opening up out there on Insane Avenue? What's it called? Oh, Los Osos Valley Road. Is that it? Are you? I don't go out there much anymore. I just don't put up on it. I just don't want to put up with it. But what do I know? All right. That's just me. That's just my idea. That's what. I hear they had this show on the other day where people were stealing Tide from stores. And either because of its price and what they could resell it for, and then I got the impression that they could also use it to hide illegal drugs and stuff and marijuana by the smell. But I think the bigger thing was just to make money. But now here they had a story in the paper that I thought was interesting, and this is the birth of a product. Remember how you always say to yourself, why can't I just invent something and make lots of money? You know, why didn't I invent OxyClean, or why didn't I invent the Super Chopper, or anything that somebody Ronco made? No, some. Anyway, but here's Tide Pods. Tide Pods, three-chamber liquid unit dose pads, are a new detergent product recently introduced by Procter & Gamble. And so here was so you didn't have to add stuff to the washing machine, you know, bleach, and you didn't have to add all of the goo. You just throw one of these things in, and it does its thing on its own. So it's interesting, I think. That's just me. But they have a huge article about it, so I thought I'd mention it, because they just got carried away with some of those articles. This is huge on the pods. They had a huge article on the dang pods there. Okay. And then we have some poetry. Very seldom does it ever rhyme, but it's called poetry nonetheless. Okay, so we have that in the paper, too, also. All right. This is... I guess it's called verse. So there's a new painting display in the, I call it the Art Museum, but it's something else. This is actually being displayed at the Gay and Lesbian Alliance on 1060 Palm Street, Monday, Friday, 9 to 1 to 5. And it's a new work by Paul Revere. And he does sort of this 3D looking affair, you know, stuff that kind of sticks out from the wall. It's not actually 3D, but it's like 3D-ish. So get it while you can.
Don't worry. Be happy.
Look at me, I'm happy.
Don't worry. Be happy. I give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I'm here to have it. Don't worry. Be happy.
Listen to what I say. In your life, expect some trouble. When you worry, you make it double. Don't worry. Be happy. Be happy now.
Don't worry.
Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry. Be happy.
Don't worry, be happy. What the hey, you know what I mean? Sunny day today, and then tomorrow Dodgers are on at what time is it? 10 o'clock? At 12 o'clock. And so we will get together again on Wednesday at noon. Until then, may your be happy ones, and don't believe everything you hear here, because...
This is Talk is Cheap. The Friends and Neighbors Network. With Bill Benica.
Happy trails to you. Until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Happy trails to you. Till we meet
I'm Jim Taylor.